Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed yourself tremendously. That's always good, too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what you want, right? We do this. Oh, God bless. We do this all the time, right? Where we, I just talked to a group of people that they were talking about the schools and the problems and the issues and that kind of stuff. Which is great and wonderful, but what are you willing to do about it? Are you willing to get out there, run for office, help somebody run for office? I know, you're getting tired of me saying this, but I'm getting tired of hearing people complain about it and then do, for all intents and purposes, truly, do absolutely nothing about it. How many of you old enough to remember? Oh, God. Giving away my age, maybe. I don't know. But how many of you were old enough to remember? When your dad, whoever, right, whoever it was in your family, would make fun of some people that actually would complain, but they didn't vote? Come on, raise your hand. I want to see. Right? I mean, and we've all seen it. We all know it. So you got to. That's why I always say, get engaged, get involved, make something happen. Otherwise, shut up. Really. Anyway, 855 real grow, real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I love this. Joey B has done so many things that warrant her. Or we should spend a whole hour on. Right? Just amazing. That I could just have a field day with it. First of all, let me also say that our hearts and prayers go out to the sheriff that was ambushed in Los Angeles County. Not far from where the show is. LA County Sheriff Luna says this would... If this guy does what he says he's going to do, you should all go out and buy lottery tickets, and I'm not joking. L.A. County Sheriff Luna, he says that Gascon, the DA here in Los Angeles County, he assures an aggressive prosecution of the suspect in the deputy's ambush killing. Now, for some of you who don't know, Deputy Ryan Klinkenbruber, he's a 30-year-old field training officer. He was shot and killed Saturday in the city of Palmdale, California. Sad part about the whole thing, frankly and honestly, is he was ambushed. The cowards ambushed him. I mean, they think they're so tough, right? They think they're so cool, whatever, and yet you don't have what it takes to go face-to-face with a police officer. Luna identified the suspect in the death of Deputy Ryan, a 30-year-old field training officer is Kevin Cataño Salazar. He was taken into custody Monday morning after barricading himself in a home for several hours. Lincoln Rubin was shot Saturday just outside the Palmdale Sheriff's Department. I mean, talk about guts. Talk about how evil these people are. Right out in front of the sheriff's station. Now, the case is going to be reviewed by L.A. County District Attorney. They'll decide what charges, if any, will be filed against the deputy. I mean, against the shooter. Again, it's just amazing. The evil, the coldness, right? He went on to say, I've personally spoken with the district attorney this morning. He assures me that they'll aggressively pursue the case. I don't trust them, though. I mean, you guys have heard stories about Gascon and other Soros-backed DAs across the country. This investigation might go on for quite some time before somebody finally opens their mouth and says something. Anyway, I mean, this was so important, so real. Gascon was so right; he wouldn't even show up to the press conference. Although he did make a statement that he was personally in contact with Sheriff Luna regarding this investigation. He said that his office will aggressively prosecute suspected killers for this cowardly and senseless attack. Yeah, I have to see it. Deputy District Attorney's from the Crimes Against Peace Officers Division rolled out the night that this horrendous crime occurred. Right? They're working with the Sheriff's Department on this. But Cascade has been soft on crime. Right? I mean, seriously. When George Gascon came into office, he ordered all prosecutors to remove special circumstances on all current cases. That included murdering a police officer while he's on duty. He also ordered, I don't know if you guys know this, he also ordered all prosecutors to remove the gun use allegations on all cases. Now, Los Angeles County Prosecutor Jonathan Hatami, who is actually running for that same seat this year, he said there were no exceptions. These blanket directives applied to all current cases and in all new cases. When we have the evidence in cases of murder that are so heinous that it shocks the community conscience, we should file those cases to the fullest extent of the law. Right? We all need to demand that Gascon do his job. Oh, that's a true statement. Anyway. This is what's going on here in L.A. We're not even sure. We don't know for real whether Gascon will do what he said he's going to do. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran right after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. The way you do that is you get involved, right? I mean, seriously. Get involved, get your facts straight, please get your facts straight. And then step out, make the noise, do what you're supposed to do. Let me bring her on because she knows how to make noise. Kimberly Roy joins me, she does every week, kind of kick the week off, get through some of these things that, you know what, that we need help with. There's a lot of people out there don't really have a clue as to what's happening, but they think they do because they read a quick snippet off of, I don't know, Twitter. Are we call, is it X now, or do we still, are we still calling it Twitter or something like that?
It's X now, but I still call it Twitter.
That sounds so weird. I just X'd a comment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It's like Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince.
Oh, yeah. How would you... God, how did he write his name?
Whatever thing that was that he... I don't know.
Oh, that's right. He had a symbol.
Yes.
Good for him. God bless.
Seriously.
Yeah, I don't even get that. I don't know how you go there, but anyway. We were kind of joking a little bit during the break. I said, apparently they misplaced an F-35. And
yeah.
They're just starting to find parts of me. So if there was an explosion of some kind, if it blew up or got shot out of the sky, wouldn't there be more noise?
Somebody would have noticed it.
Yeah, you think a beach goer would take a picture and send a note or something?
Yeah. Like, an F-35 isn't a little thing. It's not like it's a little small drone. Although the drones the military has are pretty big. But, yeah, I'm not sure how you lose one of those.
I mean, I'm sorry. It just all of it's amazing to me. That these guys keep going, you know, look at the trade we just made with Iran. And I just had a conversation with somebody that I believe had two brain cells to rub together. She's on the left. Well, you know, every president does it. I go, no, every president doesn't do it. Matter of fact, Trump in several cases didn't change a nickel to get back the people he wanted, number one. Number two is, why, don't tell me. If somebody else tells me that $6 billion was theirs anyway, I'm going to throw up.
Yep, that's the excuse some people are using.
Yeah, but, okay, so was it, can we deduct the damage they've done to other countries? Can we deduct any of the destruction we know about that the Iranian government did? You know, that maybe we should do that.
Right.
God. I don't know.
It's destruction from within. The Biden administration and Democrat Party are domestic terrorists. They completely fit the description of it. That's what they freaking are.
And you know what? Everything they're doing more and more and more and more and more right in your face with this stuff, right?
Oh, they don't care. They don't care. They know. They know that they just want to get everything in place that they've been trying to get in place for decades, which they're succeeding at.
Oh, they're totally succeeding. They're doing it rapid pace, hyper speed, whatever, because I don't know if they really, I mean, maybe they believe they're going to lose and they're not going to have the power they have. They want to get it done now. I don't know what to believe.
So I'm so confused. Remember, the left has been trying to put things into place for decades, and they've slowly taken the time over decades, but now they're pushing more and more, you know, with all these illegals that they're welcoming over with open arms. That's to crash the system. That's what they want to do. Cloward Piven talked about it years ago. The left has had these plans for years in lots of cases. They've been extreme. I give them credit for being extremely successful, but it's to the detriment of the American people.
Yeah, and you know what? It's now right in your face. They don't care. They hide nothing. But you want to really find interesting is on this F-35 situation, right? They keep using terms like mishap, gone missing, yeah. Right? The debris field. Well, if you're talking about a debris field, first you're talking about destruction, right? If you have a debris field from a plane, then the plane is in pieces. It came down. It didn't go missing. And, you know, you knew where it blew up. These guys are not stupid. But I like the mishap. I wonder what the mishap could have been.
Okay, so you got to understand something about the left. They like to change words around from the real meanings. Like, remember, they used to say, people used to be drug addicts. No, now they're just drug misusers. Okay. They're misusing heroin. I'm not quite sure how you misuse heroin, because I'm not sure in what cases you use it properly.
You don't put it in your nose. You put it in your you don't put it in your arm. You put it in your nose or something.
You know, so I don't know. So the left likes to change words around. Remember, it used to be what they used to call it, global warming. But before that, it was like we were going to be freezing, right? We were going to become something years ago. And then they called it global warming. Well, that didn't work. So then they called it climate change. The left likes to change words, use, like gun violence. There's no such thing as gun violence. A gun is an inanimate object. A gun cannot literally commit an act of violence. But look, they got people sucked in, stupid people sucked into believing, oh, we have a gun violence issue. Yep. No, you morons, we have a human violence issue.
Thank you.
So, but that's what the left does. They play on words to dumb people down and make people think something that isn't actually what it is.
Just amazing. You know, and we've seen this happen over and over. I don't know. I know you've heard about it. I don't know if you've seen it. The movie Sound of Freedom?
I have not seen it. I know what it's about, though.
Okay. So, the Sound of Freedom hero, Tim Ballard, he announced his run. Check this out. He announced his run for the Senate. And days after he announced his run for the Senate, he is the main character in Sound of Freedom. He's accused of sexual misconduct.
Of course.
Sound familiar?
That just happened to, Russell Brand, who speaks out against all these idiots all the time. And the guy's not a lefty or a righty. He's just like, they're taking away our freedoms all over the place. And all of a sudden, there's some stuff on him, too.
Seriously?
They do it because when people, they only attack you when you're speaking the truth. They do not attack you when you're just whatever. You know what I mean? They don't think you're going to make any.
I want to talk about this a little bit more in the other side of the break, because didn't Joey B, wasn't he accused of sexual misconduct, but then we didn't hear anything about it? Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Five Americans are on their way home after being imprisoned in Iran. The U.S. agreed to a deal that will give Tehran access to $6 billion of its own oil revenue the U.S. had frozen through sanctions. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby defended the arrangement, stressing that there will be rigid restrictions on Iran's ability to use the money. A 13-year-old girl was brutally beaten by an adult woman at a Southern California McDonald's. Cassidy Jones' mother says the beating was unprovoked, and she's upset nobody stepped up to help.
My daughter is hurting emotionally. She can't sleep at night. She's bruised. She doesn't want to go to school.
They also want McDonald's to publicly apologize for not doing anything when the fight broke out. Cassidy has bruises to her head and face. Her eyes are swollen. Dave Collins, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You're back from Give Your Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I mean, seriously, the only way we're going to get anything done is if you get engaged and get involved. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I'm talking about the issues of the day. And, you know, you and I were talking about the Supreme Court on the way out. And I asked you, I said, where did all the accusers of Joey B go, you know, the sexual assault? Because, you know, we're supposed to believe them, right? Isn't that what the Me Too thing was all about? It's like, you have to believe the woman when she says it, kind of thing?
Oh, don't get me started. Don't even get me started on these people. They, remember, I'll never forget, and it showed, came up in my memories recently, when Hillary Clinton actually came out, did like a quick snippet when she was running for president about women being believed.
Yeah,
I was off the hook. Like, you of all people. Oh,
she slut shamed every one of the women that accused her husband of sexual assault. Every single one of them.
Not only did that, like, she sicked the government after them.
Yes,
you know, taxes, IRS, all this crap.
Yep.
Not only did she enable her husband to be a serial sexual assaulter, but then she victimized her husband's victims. I mean, the Me Too move, that's why it's pretty much gone away, because it's a joke. Absolute joke.
Tara Reid apparently was so harassed by the government, so harassed by Joe Biden's people, that she actually moved to Russia to get away from it all. You know?
I saw that.
And then on top of all of that, when you get past all of this stuff, when you start reading these and even forget just her, there were nine, I don't know if you know this, there were nine women that came forward and gave statements about Joe Biden sexually assaulting them. Now, you know what, you're not talking about one or two women that just were upset. No, this was nine women.
Yep.
Who actually came out and gave full, depositions or whatever you want to call them as to what he did.
Yep.
And where are they? How come we haven't heard about them? How come they weren't believed?
Because the left only believes women when it's appropriate. Because their ilk is constantly sexually assaulting women.
Unreal. And these women, they weren't possibly 15 or 16 when they showed up at the party and got drunk. They didn't think that maybe they saw Joe Biden. They almost were sure it was him. What was that, yeah. Professor Ford, remember?
Oh, my God.
There was one thing she could say she knew for sure. Right?
What was it? Was there anything? She didn't remember anything.
No, that's, you know what, okay, you corrected me, you're right. I don't think there was one thing she was able to say for sure.
Yeah, she said some of the people that she thought were there, but all of the people didn't remember her.
There wasn't there two guys that came up and said, look, we were there, but he was nowhere near the place. You know, and she, and when you go backwards on it, she was like 15 years old when she was there. Or she would have been 15, right?
All I remember is her fake voice.
Yeah.
During that whole thing. That was a debacle of the left. A debacle of all time.
Well, Feinstein is getting her just rewards now because she either hid that, held on to that, whatever. Could never find out how long she knew about it, right, before she brought it forward.
Like she remembers anything anyway.
No, it's quite irritating, and it keeps coming back over my head. You know, when they go after people like Kavanaugh, when they go after, you know, Clarence Thomas, and so on and so forth.
Look,
it's like,
know,
wow, you guys are pretty good about this, you know?
You know what, Joe? I've gone after plenty of people in New Hampshire, both Republicans and Democrats, but it's for legitimate, here's the facts about this person. It's not made up stuff that I'm just shoving out there to see what sticks. You know, that's what makes me sick about Democrats, is they just literally make stuff up, just like the Russia collusion. That was completely made up, and the Clinton campaign never got in trouble for all that.
Yeah. You already know that.
No Democrats are ever held accountable for their actions. Neither, apparently, are government workers.
This just gets worse and worse and worse as the days go on.
Every day.
You know, this one here you wanted to bring up, and I was talking about somebody this morning. Let me see. Chuck Schumer loosened the informal Senate dress code because, you know, I mean, guys like to just stay hanging around and talk. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, Uncle Fester makes enough money to be able to buy suits. We've actually seen him in suits. Have a little respect for the Capitol building and for your role in the United States Congress. If he can't get his... I'm trying to behave.
Yes,
if
please.
He can't get his behind into a suit like everyone else does every day and in the Congress, then he shouldn't have the job.
Yeah,
disrespectful.
I don't get the understanding of the respect. You know, I tell people this story. You know, Samuel Adams, when he was elected to office, he didn't own a suit. And because his constituents wouldn't have him going to represent them without being dressed properly, they all pitched him money and bought him a suit.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so it comes down to, you know, look at the position of that office. Look what it is. What does it represent? If you're not going to take it seriously, don't do it.
Listen, Joe, in regular everyday life, if there is a dress code at a job, you have to follow it. You have to follow it. Or you get fired. You can't work there anymore. They don't just change the dress code for one person. That makes the whole company look bad.
Yep.
Every company has a dress code. Every single one. And no one will tell me. If someone says that, okay, maybe that's too far. Okay? You don't have to be dressed in there.
He shows up. He shows up. And here's a picture. I'm looking at a picture of him right now showing up to cast a vote. He is, to your point, in a pullover hoodie. He's got gray shorts on. I can't tell whether they're real thick shorts or sleeping shorts, and sneakers and no socks. So,
it's just amazing. Gross.
What?
He's just gross. I've never seen in the history of life, of the history since I've been alive, any parliament or Congress or whatever governmental body that makes law in any country dress like derelicts on the side of the road.
Yep.
Not one.
But doesn't it tell you, doesn't it show you truly how they feel about the organization, how they feel about the government, that there's no reason, you know, they keep talking about how wonderful our government is, they keep talking about how wonderful this stuff is. Well, you obviously don't give it any respect if you're not willing to dress for it.
It's not the government, Joe. They give we the people no respect. Because remember,
okay,
we the people are really the government.
Yep.
And if people of Pennsylvania think Uncle Fester dressed like a homeless person is representing them, great, but not in our Congress.
No, it's gone now. The statesmanship is gone. The respect of the state. You know, Nancy Pelosi used to talk about the respect of the. You know, the respect of the Senate, the respect of the House, the respect of the building, the Congress as a whole. Well, why should I respect you when you look like that? Why should I respect you like you look like you just rolled off a park bench, went in there and cast a vote?
Like I said, all jobs have dress codes. Every job you go to will have a dress code. Some will be more strict than others. Some will be more formal than others. But every single one has a dress code, and the U.S. Congress dress code is to dress like a decent, respectable person representing your district and your country. Imagine if he went overseas like that. What would they think of that? Oh, my God.
How did that conversation go? When did somebody say, you know, it's Fetterman to be Fetterman, 1 out of 100? Fetterman would be more comfortable if he could show up in his hoodie, or he's not coming in, he's too depressed today, or he's too upset today, and he won't put a suit on. It's ridiculous. We'll be back in a minute, though. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendover. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always love it when Kimberly Moran joins me and we're talking about some of the hot issues today, some of the things that are going on. I don't know if you caught this. Yes, I'm switching gears on you real quick, but I don't know if you caught this. Did you catch Megyn Kelly talking about she now regrets getting the vaccine?
She bought it and
everything
injured.
Was fine, and now she's having issues from it?
Yeah, she was vaccine injured. I didn't see her talking about it, but I saw that it was talked about, her talking about it.
Yeah, she was, I don't know, I can't remember what talk show it was when I went looking for it after, but at first she was actually talking about it. I'm thinking to myself, well, that's a big deal. You know, for somebody to come forward like that afterward and say, hey, you know what, I bought into this, and I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have taken a shot.
Right.
You know?
I watched some of her interview with Trump, and it made me not like Trump even more than I already don't like him.
Okay. Whatever.
Anyone wants to watch that interview, it's pretty good.
Anyway. So, here, we'll hit some of these crazy things. We were talking about trying to break the border, too. And we're watching these crowds come in. And to your point, and you're so right, when you look, there's almost no families there. It's pretty much 3-1. You know, as I'm looking at some of these pictures, I'm watching them come through. You know, I'm looking at a long line, and I see, what looks to be a few women and a few kids. Again, nothing but men. Just flooding in Eagle Pass, Texas. Now, they're also tracing them or tracking them all the way down, all the way back through Panama, coming all the way up from Panama. Now, the law, federal law, is that, one country, you can come in pretty easily, and even if you come in illegally, you can come in pretty easily and hang out till you get your court date and all that crap. But when it's one country away, you have to file for it. You can't stay here.
Right. But Biden doesn't care about those rules.
Oh, yes. He doesn't have to follow those rules.
It's literally a war at our border, and the person waging it is Joe Biden and Democrats. That is literally millions. We're talking millions, Joe. Millions that they know of. How many do they not know about?
Oh.
That have come over.
Millions that they don't. You're right.
How many are murderers, rapists, domestic terrorists? I mean, not domestic terrorists, obviously. Well, they will be when they get in here. But how many of these people hate Americans, have zero respect? I mean, we already know illegals do commit crimes and act of murder and rape and whatever, and they get deported, and they come right back and do it again.
Jeez.
Obviously not every illegal, so I'm not putting everybody in that category.
No, I hear you, but it's to the point now where it's so open, it's like an open faucet of them coming aboard. We know abroad, nobody seems to care. The Democrats, here's the funny thing about it. They think they're bringing all these people on that are going to be sympathetic to them, positive to the Democrat Party, going to vote for them, going to keep them. No, they're going to take the power away from them. They're not going to allow you to keep your power. They're looking at you and smiling and playing you the fool. In California, Governor Newsom has proposed giving $300 to each illegal that's here every week.
Excuse me?
We have no money.
Why does he want to give money to illegals?
So they can find a place to stay, or so they can feed themselves at a store. It'll help stimulate. This is how they think. It'll help stimulate the economy.
You're using our money. It's not stimulating anything.
I know. It's coming from... Look. I explained it to this one day. I said, it doesn't help. The buckets are sitting up in the state, we'll say, okay, because you're talking about taxes and stuff. Here you are pulling the bucket out of state bucket A. You're pulling the money. You're handing it to the courier who takes the money down the hall and puts it in state bucket B.
Yeah.
Where did the increase come from?
Yep.
Nowhere.
See, how many... Good Lord, help me. How many billions and billions of dollars are we spending on all the illegals that Biden is bringing over? How many?
Oh, you're right.
And in the meantime, American families can't afford rent anymore. They're getting screwed with food, gas, everything. Gas keeps going up.
You're being melodramatic. It's just coming from the right.
I recently paid $4.69 a gallon for propane, which might be low for you.
No.
But
what did you pay for gas? You had to put gas in your car in the last day or two.
Gas is $3.69 or $7.99 a gallon.
Wow. I wish.
It's high.
I may drive out there to get gas.
Yeah, well.
It's $6 here.
It's high for us. $6 a gallon?
$6.
For regular unleaded.
Yeah, $6. $5.99, $6.
Oh my God.
Did you get up off the floor yet? Okay?
I don't know how I understand people live in California. I really don't. I don't care. The weather's not
either.
Worth it. The weather's not worth it.
It gets the governor just now it shows you what a weenie he is. Okay, he's trying to wipe out natural gas. He wants everything running on electricity. Yada yada yada. He ordered the shutdown of the nuclear power plant 2 years ago, but it was going to take a while to make it happen. all this stuff going on. He wants natural gas phased out. However, we only have natural gas power plants, but that's beside the point, right?
Oh, my God.
So last week, he quietly, without any fanfare, repealed the law that prohibits California state business being conducted in states that don't back the gay, lesbian, trans, yada, 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 right?
Really?
Yeah, because there were a lot of, they couldn't go to a lot of functions because of that. So he
that's not a bad thing for everybody else.
What?
It's not a bad thing to keep people out of California.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So then what was the other thing? He says he repealed or rescinded his order to shut down the power plant quietly. And then he agreed to expand the natural gas tank or storage facilities because we're having, you know, we have a hard time with other electricity and what have you. So he's so he's turning around these things that he, you know, fought for, wanted to make happen.
Right.
And now he wants to fight the judge that's keeping, not allowing the San Francisco County to clean up the streets from the homeless. And you're going, hey, Maroney, you started this. You started the whole homeless thing. You fought for these people to be able to live in the streets.
Wait, there's a judge that won't allow San Francisco to clean up the streets?
Yeah, and so you have to be able to find, you have to have semi-permanent place for them to stay before you just throw them out of the streets.
Since when?
I don't know, since the judge said so. I'd throw them out anyway.
Oh, my God. And so many of those people are just complete drug addicts. They just, that's their way of life, is living on the street.
You know, Sheriff Villanueva, when he was in office, here he was the L.A. County judge that they, the L.A. County sheriff that they voted out. He wouldn't listen to any of that. He just did it. He just went and did
nice.
It. He looked up the state constitution and found out that as sheriff of Los Angeles County, he had jurisdiction to a big degree over all of Los Angeles County, even where there were cities. So when the city refused to clean up the beaches that were in the city, you know, of all the drug addicts and all the other stuff,
yeah,
he brought in a whole team of deputies.
Oh, my God.
And he cleaned it up. He went through it with a fine-tooth comb, and he threw them all out. When they tried to stop him, he goes, hey, read the Constitution. I have a right in all of Los Angeles County.
Wow.
So if you're not doing your job, I can do it.
I'm sure that Soros and other left-wing billionaires hate the country, got him out.
Oh, they got not only did they get him out, yeah, they turned the board of supervisors against him. It was a real interesting thing. They passed that law where they could remove the sheriff. I mean, specifically, they could remove the sheriff for, like, I don't know, insubordination, something ridiculous, if they felt he wasn't doing his job. And I'm going, wait a minute, there are 10 million people in Los Angeles County. If the majority of them voted for the sheriff, what right do you five boneheads have to remove him? Because you don't like the orders. He wouldn't
that's
fire sheriffs
people.
For not taking a shot. He wouldn't fire them for not wearing a mask. He wouldn't do any of that.
Wow, he sounds like an awesome sheriff.
He was. Same thing with the guns. He was the one who started cranking up CCWs.
Wow.
You know? So, I don't even know what to say. I mean, seriously. This stuff. And now, you got about 40 seconds here. Tell me what you think about them in Illinois. They have wiped out cash bail.
You better leave. Whoever lives there, I will leave. Get the hell out now while you can. It's going to be escape from Illinois. Escape from Chicago. It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
There's going to be more. Crime is already increasing. It's going to get even worse. And law-abiding aren't even allowed to protect themselves from all the criminals that Democrats coddle and are beholden to.
Oh, yeah.
This is all intentional, people. Intentional for destruction.
All right, Kimberly Marin, where can we find you?
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
hey, here, every Monday, people. All right, God bless. Have a great rest of the day, Kimberly. And I'll be back with you in just a few minutes, people. Don't go far.